In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell in hour number two. I always forget, and I get it confused. Is it a wives' tale? It's feet of fever, starve a cold?
I've never heard that before.
You ever heard that one, Oren? That's something from Catholic school. Heard Andy Randy talk about getting beat up at school.
Yeah, feet of fever, starve a cold.
Yeah, Andy, I mean, Randy, he just had corporal punishment where he went, I mean, dealing with Jesuit brothers and later nuns, you have no idea what it's like.
Matter slap fact, those knuckles.
Kids these days could use some of that. Saying, yeah, you know, my dad just showed up. But no, the reason I bring it up is I'm feeling better. All the drugs are kicking in at that Theraflu stuff, you know, so trying to get through, man. It's not, got time. What did Jesse the Body Ventura say in Predator? Ain't got time to bleed.
Exactly.
Ain't got time to be sick. Got things to do, place to go, drinks to make, and drink.
Favorite teams to watch lose.
Yeah, I mean, why am I going down there? My team sucks. They're 0-2. Offensive coordinator still suspended by the NCAA. Memphis is like a 10-point dog. Probably won't even cover that. So I was talking to Bryant McFadden off the air about it. I want to go at least one game before the season completely comes off the rails in Tallahassee, and then that's it. And then I'll start, me and Johnny start going to Georgia games. This is what it was like in the 2000s. When Bowden lost his fastball, I would just end up going to Georgia games with Johnny Plops. I've got tons of Georgia gear in the closet. I know. You can't be jumping ship, but it just, you know, it gets painful for your alma mater. It's tough.
I think you get a pass because of how much we cover Georgia on this station.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I mean, look,
you're welcome.
You always get people, well, what do you mean you're wearing? Well, look, if I go to a Georgia game, I'm not going to wear like a blue freaking polo shirt. I'm going to rep the dogs, okay? Hello?
Where's your Middle Tennessee State hoodie, Mike Bell?
Exactly. I mean, I just never said, we support all the teams. Go to Tech. I have a Tech hat. I'll wear a Tech hat when Tech's playing. As long as their interests don't conflict with my interests, as the Godfather would say. Anyway, on that note, let's hit an NFL blitz. It's going to rain, too. It's another thing. It's going to rain.
All weekend it's going to rain.
It's going to rain up here. It's going to rain down there. Why am I doing this? It's noon games are the worst.
Especially with a cold. You're going to be sitting out there in the rain?
Fight through it, man. Fight through it.
Brown liquor helps.
Hey, before we get to the football stories in the NFL Blitz, I just saw this on Twitter, and it made me laugh. Apparently, Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, did an interview, and he said his 26-year-old girlfriend, who, by the way, has got a bun in the oven.
Does she really? Yes. Oh, no.
Presumably his. Says that his girlfriend didn't know he was a billionaire. She was just attracted, in her words, to his beautiful smile.
Is that what he tells himself at night to get himself to sleep?
In an interview.
Okay.
Or she says, you know, I really like guys who look like they were in the Three Stooges, you know, as far as the haircut.
Yeah.
It's a mohawk haircut, right? Like the bowl cut? Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. Things that are unequivocally false for 1,000, Alex.
No, but that's you can look it up. He's got a knockout girlfriend. Apparently, she does. He's what, 70? She's 26. Well, Belichick's girl's even younger than that.
Yeah, she's 24.
Good for Bill.
Yeah.
Mumbles.
Well, you know what? He's staying active. He's doing all these different shows now, and he gets to go home to her.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying interacting with people.
By the way, the Giants, there was a story. I guess people are starting to go with this narrative. Brian Daboll came off so unlikable in the mid-season Hard Knocks, which not everybody watched because it really wasn't much to it. It was just all front office stuff.
Yeah.
But I wonder, could you go home again? Could you see the Maras and the Tishes reaching out to Belichick to come back to the Giants?
Yes.
I could totally see that.
Absolutely. With the way that franchise has been, they won the Super Bowl in, 2011, and they've been awful since then.
Well, I mean, the thing is, but do you trust Belichick to go find your next franchise quarterback based on the whole Mac Jones fiasco? There's the rub. That's why I didn't want him here.
The quarterback class, the only thing I'll say, and it's nothing to do with him, the quarterback class for next year is going to be really deep. So he has a good 3, 4, 5 chances to not screw it up.
Right.
So maybe.
But
did you see Carson Beck in New York?
Well, I could see Joe Schoen, the Giants GM, getting fired because Belichick's not just – that's why it's funny here because everybody said, wow, all of Arthur's inner circle or the guys who run the Falcons got in Arthur's ear and said, you don't want Belichick because, of course, he would fire everybody. Those guys would become, let's be honest, they would cease to be important.
Well,
they would be irrelevant.
He does all of their jobs.
They'd be marginalized.
Exactly.
They'd be placeholders, you know.
But you know what? Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck throwing a Malik Nabers, it could be worse.
Right. Sure, I'm not sure what Sanders is going to be now. It's so hard to get a gauge of what the hell that team is. That offensive line is so bad. Hey, man, last night, Dolphins, big story, of course, in the NFL Blitz, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. You can reach out and see what they got going on at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Yeah, you hate to see this for Tua. You know, 3 official concussions, 1 with Alabama, 3, and now another one. The way he hit, I don't know if you guys saw this last night on Amazon, the way he makes contact with Hammond, it was such a... I know if he takes a knee, people are going to say, well, you come up short and you slide. I think he could have gotten the distance and gotten the first down on a fourth and 4, I should say. But it's just so weird. He literally ran right into the contact.
Yeah, and you don't. And at this point in his career, I mean, you know he's being advised not to do that. But, you know, Mike, it's tough. You know, me and you have never been on an NFL football field in the heat of the action trying to get a first down. Sometimes instincts just take over.
No, I mean, look, he's a gamer. He's a competitor. And I think he also felt certainly awful because he had 3 horrible turnovers in that game, which put Buffalo in the driver's seat. Here is the coach. Mike McDaniel, I should say, on how you handled Tua's injury this time around. We all know that you know, they got a backup who actually did pretty well in the Buffalo playoff game a couple years ago when Tua was dealing with the concussion. But if you didn't see the game last night, they couldn't get anything going at all for the Dolphins. It was believe me, because I had bet the over, it was very painful.
Yeah. Again, it's hard to believe the offense sputtered so much when it has so much talent on it, Mike Bell.
Well, I mean, early in the game, it's funny, a guy said to me, Mike, you really sound like you're really angry about the Dolphins not getting the over. No, but I mean, I don't believe in the coach. I think Mike McDaniel is a fraud. He was here as a quality assistant guy. He went with Shanahan. I mean, he's trying to run Shanahan's stuff. You've got Waddle and you got Tariq Hill. And you're throwing it to Robbie Anderson. Now goes by the name of Robbie Chosen, by the way. Really, the guy's changed his name 3 times in the last 12 months? He went from Robbie IE to Robbie Y. Then he was Chosen. Then he's Chosen Anderson. Now he's Robbie Chosen.
You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like a quarter life crisis.
I mean, the guy's got 9 catches in the last 3 years. I mean, I think he had bigger fish to fry than, you know, getting down to the city hall and changing your name there, Ace. But no, I just didn't understand how you don't get Waddle and Hill involved. Some teams, as we said with Brian McFadden, just come out super flat on that quick turnaround to Thursday.
Flat.
But that offense was garbage. Yeah, man, if you hadn't seen Skylar Thompson, he was okay in that playoff game, but last night he was a mess. One guy who was killing it last night for Buffalo, was former Georgia Bulldog James Cook. Here's their coach, McDermott, on his game. Unbelievable. 3 touchdown performance. If you have James Cook in your fantasy league, you know, you're feeling pretty good about your chances the rest of the week. And certainly, you know, Josh Allen did getting the ball where it needs to be. They had took advantage of those turnovers. As we said before the concussion, Tua was just horrible last night, if you didn't see it. Hey, man, Kyler Murray, we had this story. Now we got the soundbite. This is earlier in the week. He's since walked it back, but the toothpaste is out of the tube. You got Marvin Harrison Jr. He's wide open. You're not getting the ball. Here's Kyler Murray on what happened the first week. That's Drew Petzing, the Arizona OC, by the way.
Yeah.
Didn't we just cover this the last few years with Kyler Murray, not saying things like this and just be a leader?
He is aloof, to put it nicely,
right.
Mike Bell.
Reminds me of Trae Young a little bit.
A little bit. And it's just a matter of, hey, you draft a guy like that, you got to use him. I mean, you got to use him, Mike. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Basically there to be the guy that's going to get the lion's share of the targets. And for that game plan, talk about messy game plans. We've been talking about it all week here with the Falcons. I mean, out west, they got some troubles if that's what they're going to be rolling out.
Well, certainly, Drew, the OC he's referring to, has got to figure this one out. But he did walk it back. Yeah, I think it was Wednesday he did say, yes, it's his job, that he does have to get all the playmakers involved, because he realized how bad it sounded to basically say it's the offensive coordinator's job
too
to dial it up.
Too late.
Right. But we didn't. You know, we played you the first piece of audio. We don't have the second. Don't kill the messenger. Hey, man, Devontae Adams says Lamar Jackson, one of the best guys he's ever seen carrying the football. Maybe not a quarterback, but carrying the ball. How about that? It's up to about 8.5, by the way, are the Ravens against the Raiders. Certainly the Ravens kicking themselves. Lamar missed a couple days because of the long stretch, because it was a Thursday night game to start the season. Not getting it done against the Chiefs at Arrowhead. But you like the Ravens to kick butt tonight? This weekend?
I may give an update on that at 4:20, Mike Bell.
Sounds like you're invested in this one. But that's Devontae Adams giving props to saying that, you know, you're right. I mean, it's Mike Vick-like. It really is. It's been, I mean, when it's cooking, if he could just get the accuracy thing down, get some guys more in stride, get those other guys involved on schedule, then he's the ultimate weapon. He's already an MVP twice. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. More NFL, Dave Zongaro. Now, he works for Philly, does NBC Sports up there. We're going to go behind enemy lines because Saquon Barkley was a machine. He could have had 3 touchdowns himself down there in Brazil. How do we stop all these weapons? What do they think about what we're doing on offense? We'll go behind enemy lines with the Eagles next. Right now, though, let's talk about Monday Night Football. Guy joins us right now. This guy's really good, and you see him on TV up in Philly. A lot of Philly fans know him. It's Dave Zongaro. Joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Dave, I don't know what you guys are saying up in Philly. Here in Atlanta, we're all freaking out because Kirk Cousins looks like a cigar store Indian on Sunday.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that game. Not great. Certainly not what you want to see for the quarterback you just paid a lot of money to. I'm curious to see what it looked like on Monday night.
How has Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter developed since being drafted by Philly? We obviously don't watch week in and week out, but we know them from their time here in Georgia, where they were the best at what they did.
Yeah, I mean, those two are maybe the biggest key on this defense this year. Fletcher Cox retires, who had been such a mainstay in Philly for so long, that both of those younger players need to step up. And, you know, this is year three for Jordan Davis. It's really time for him to show what he's going to be in the NFL. With Jalen Carter, though, I think there's less worry about him just because he's so talented. Even in week one, you know, nothing jumps off of you at the box score. And then you go back and watch that game, and he's just so strong at the point of attack. He's able to affect each and every play, and he's getting doubled a ton right now, which you expect. I think that's the next level in his development, is learning how to sometimes beat those double teams that he's going to see quite a bit. But, yeah, both of those guys are super important. I think so far, honestly, Jordan Davis has probably been a little disappointing as a first-round pick. He hasn't shown the upside as a pass rusher, and he hasn't been an elite run defender. So his development is going to be really important for the season. And I think there's a little more worry about him than there is Jalen Carter, because you watch Jalen Carter on a week-to-week basis, and it's hard to not think he's going to be a really special player in this league.
We know that the Eagles have had struggles with the turnovers with Jalen Hurts. He threw a couple down in Sao Paulo, but we always were big fans of the guy. I know the turnover with the coaching. How's he getting along with the new OC? Are the turnovers going to go away?
Yeah, it's a good question. They went away all summer. He threw just one interception in the entirety of training camp, and you're thinking, okay, he understands this offense. He was in sync with Kellen Moore's system all summer, and then the first game of the season he has two really bad interceptions, just poor decisions, throws that he just can't make in this league and expect to be successful. So we'll see on that. I was very encouraged by what I saw all summer, just him protecting the football, but also not being extremely risk averse. You know, it wasn't like everything was a check down. He was just really functioning in that offense, and it looked smooth, and he looked in rhythm. So I think I kind of trust my eyes from all summer more than one game right now. But yeah, if this continues, it's going to be a problem, because he threw 15 interceptions last year, kind of out of character for him, and they can't be a good football team if that keeps happening. So it's on my radar, because the two interceptions he threw in week one kind of felt like the player he was in 2023, where a little bit of hero ball, like trying to make something happen, where in this offense, you don't need to do that. I mean, he doesn't need to be the hero in this offense. It's a group that's really good at the skill positions and at the offensive line. So he just has to run the offense the way it's intended. And if he does that, I think he can be really good.
Saquon Barkley looked like he was back playing at Penn State last weekend. That was an impressive performance. But the Atlanta Falcons, especially with the addition of Matthew Judon, have a very stout defensive front. Do you think that's going to be the game plan again, is to use him heavily?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they didn't pay him $13 million a year to run the offense through other guys. It's going to kind of be a week-in, week-out thing, because they have so many talented players on offense, but he's going to be a featured part of their plan every single week, and based on what we saw in week one, it certainly makes a lot of sense. When they signed Saquon, not only did they see like a market inefficiency that they could exploit, they looked at him as like, hey, we can pay a third wide receiver this kind of money, or we can get a guy we think has the potential to be one of the best backs in the league. And that's the way they went. The thing that really impressed me most with him in week one was his ability to run after contact. It's something that, you know, not to take anything away from Miles Sanders or DeAndre Swift, who have been pretty good the last couple of years in Philly, but they weren't able to do that consistently. So to see Saquon fight through contact, pick up those tough yards, kind of make something out of nothing in certain situations, that was really special. And since you mentioned Judon, I'm really curious to see how he fares against the Eagles in this game. He was still with the Patriots this summer at joint practices, and I thought he was really good in that one session. He kind of wreaked havoc a little bit on the Eagles' offensive line. So they've seen each other, which is a little unique, and I'm curious to see how that goes on Monday night.
Talking about the Eagles, man, with a guy who knows, Dave Zongaro with us from NBC Philly here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Everybody loves the Kelce brothers. Jason obviously is a character. Seemed like they couldn't get Jason out of like the facility. It's like, you have to go home now. You're retired. But how is Cam Jurgens filling in, and how's that line playing?
Yeah, Kelsey's still working out at the facility quite a bit. He has a little he has a locker in the coach's locker room, so he's around often. But I think Cam Jurgens acquitted himself really well in the first game of the season. There were a few issues with snaps, but honestly, nothing I don't think to worry about too much there. They're going to figure that out. He was the guy they chose to be the heir apparent, Jason Kelsey. Kelsey helped scout him when Jurgens was coming out of Nebraska. So it was just a matter of when this was going to take place. And yeah, so far so good. He does like kind of remind you of Kelsey a lot because he's an undersized center, has the ability to reach certain blocks that a lot of players in the league just really can't. But he's honestly stronger at the point of attack than Kelsey was. The one thing he's lacking is experience. And that was, you know, Jason, after playing over a decade in the league, just all of his angles were perfect. He knew exactly how to gain the right leverage in every situation where, you know, Jurgens doesn't have that. He doesn't have that Rolodex, that memory bank to go back to. He's got to build that. But so far, so good. I was really impressed by him on Friday night.
The one weak spot for the Falcons on defense is that cornerback two position. We know Mike Hughes and Clark Phillips are guys that are going to be getting reps at that spot. How do you feel like the Eagles plan to potentially exploit that with the three guys you mentioned before in Smith, Dotson, and Brown?
Yeah, that's a problem for the Falcons, honestly. It's because even if you have Terrell on A.J. Brown, then that leaves Devontae Smith with an advantageous matchup. And they've actually been using Devontae a lot in the slot. It's kind of something Kellen Moore has done in his career a lot. You look back at those Cowboy teams with CeeDee Lamb last year, Keenan Allen a bunch inside, and that seems to be Devontae Smith's role this year just because he's so good. His spatial awareness is really next level. He kind of has a good feel to play inside. So I think we're going to see him in there, you know, 50 to 60% of the snaps this year. So, I think that's a clear-cut advantage for the Eagles in this game. They're a tough offense to stop because they have these weapons on offense, but then their line is still really good. So it's just a dangerous combination for a quarterback to have the time and his receivers to be able to get it open as much as these guys do. It's, you know, and then you add Saquon to the mix, and yeah, it's going to keep defensive coordinators up a lot this year.
We talked about this with our buddy Hugh Douglas and a lot of folks who cover the Eagles. It just seemed like, man, why bring Sirianni back as he comes back as kind of a figurehead, you know, where you've kind of, and again, we already covered the end of last year, which was just so weird to watch him because to be the number one seed in the NFC and to see it all fall apart. But what's the player's relationship? What's Jalen Hurts' relationship with him? These guys still respect Sirianni?
I think they do. And obviously there's been plenty of reporting about the relationship between Sirianni and Hurts being strained last year, and all that is perfectly true. But, you know, the Eagles kind of look at the head coaching position a little differently than some other teams. It's not to say it's a secondary position, but they're kind of more geared toward the general manager and toward the players a little bit. Sirianni does have traits that they like. He has been able to build a culture. He does he connects with his players. I want to play for him. And I know some of this stuff sounds hokey at times, but they like him in this sort of CEO role with two veteran coordinators manning the ship, where last year they didn't have the experience at the coordinator positions. They had a first-time OC and really basically a first-time DC, and that really showed up in the game. So they kind of solidify the coaching staff with Vic Fangio, who's been doing it for 3 decades, and Kellen Moore, who is still a young coach, relatively speaking, but has some experience. And Sirianni kind of likes it because it frees him up to handle more game management stuff. Even during the week, he's watched like all the 2 minute, 4 minute situations around the league, because that's really his biggest role now, is managing those situations in games. Right now it seems to be working. We'll see like how this goes over the course of a season. I think in the back of my mind, certainly the Eagles aren't thinking this way, but if this works really well, then they're in a world of trouble because Kellen Moore could get hired away and they got to start over again on offense. But if that happens, it means the season went well, so I guess they'd take it.
That's what we're kind of expecting Zach Robinson to do here right now, though, as we get back to talking behind enemy lines with the Eagles, just waiting to see if Cousins can get healthier. Because, man, it's a scary proposition. It's nothing, Dave, like what we sold the audience from what we saw in preseason. if you tell your audience that. It's just we saw him with single set back, and we saw him doing play action. We saw him backpedaling, and none of that happened on Sunday. So we're very nervous.
Yeah, it was really strange, honestly, watching that game. I was obviously had the Sunday off because the Eagles played on Friday night, and that game was on TV here. And I'm watching it going, what in the world is all this pistol and shotgun? Like, yeah, it was really strange. And he was getting the ball out quick, but it seemed like the offensive line had some trouble, too.
Yep. And yeah, it's all TJ Watt was in the huddle, too. All right, brother. Have fun up there on Monday night, man. Obviously, I don't know how many Falcon fans are making the trip. I would advise against it, but enjoy the game.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
It's our man, Dave Zongaro, from up there in NBC Philly. It is Dukes and Bell with Chris and for Carl today. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by Excellence Building Successful Partnerships. Hopefully, it'll be a successful partnership with Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins. And you know, not to belabor the issue, but it's been talked about nationally. Certainly, everybody here on the station has been talking about it. You guys are talking about it on the text line. Don't pass the eye test. Look, we watch the NFL, said it yesterday, Chris, because you never know. That's why it gets the best ratings, because we love it. It's our drug. And sometimes you get what you don't expect. It's hard not to expect Philly to really put it to us, man. I hope we got something special in the game plan. I hope. Why is my voice cracking?
Mike, after this week, man. Yeah. It just sounds like we're going to get more of the same on offense.
I don't want to be that guy, glass half empty, in week two. We're going to figure this out, Chris. Buck up, Sparky.
42-37, Falcons win.
Hey, man, top of the hour. More Georgia Bulldogs getting fast and furious. But next, it's our man, Oren, with Yeah, Man, No Man. Yeah, man, some big news from out on the plains for Auburn fans. That's coming up at the top of the hour, along with some dog talk. It is Dukes and Bell, Maine, this hour of the show, brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by Excellence, Building Successful Partnerships. Oren's pressing the buttons because Chris is filling in for Carl, which means the big O. Also, I sound like Ken Harrelson. That means the big O's got some Yeah, Man, No Man. Now, for guys not from Chicago, Hawk Harrelson, famous announcer, I just told Oren, I'm like, hey, Wimpy, who's your pick to click tonight on the South Side?
Hello, Hawk.
I'm going to go with Maglio Ordonez. What do you think? Oh, he likes the big hurt tonight. All right. You can put it on the board. Yes. Anyway, what do you got tonight? What do you got, man, for Yeah, Man, No Man?
Let's start off with some not great news here, guys.
Okay.
This was posted at 2:53 on Tiger Woods' official Twitter account.
Oh. Is this going to make me upset because you know how much Carl and I love Tiger?
Maybe, I don't know. Right. It's a tinge of optimism, but early this morning, Tiger underwent micro decompression surgery of the lumbar spine for nerve impingement in the lower back.
Okay.
The surgery went smoothly, and they're hopeful that this will alleviate the back spasms and pain he was experiencing for most of the 2024 season. Tiger says, I look forward to tackling this rehab and preparing myself to get back to normal life activities, including golf. So it was to alleviate pain for back spasms, but that just sounds like a whole lot. Micro decompression surgery of the lumbar spine for nerve impingement.
Well, I mean, anybody out there, any guy or lady who's listening who's had, you know, back pain, lower back pain, where you've got the spine is compressed. I mean, it's just, you know, it's agony. And you know the Tiger's going to have the best doctors, obviously, money can buy. And it's just, you know, I know that we hold out the hope and we light that candle every time it's a major that Tiger can put it together. But it just seems like, you know, ever since the car accident in Southern California.
Not the same.
It's just, it's bad enough that I've read all the books about Tiger and all the stuff he was doing that, you know, put all that wear and tear on his body. You know, kind of, you know, honoring his dad's memory, trying to be like, you know, a Navy SEAL and training with those guys and all the stuff he did to just jack up his body.
I think it's going to hopefully get him from a point where he can't finish tournaments to maybe he can finish them now.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's still a guy that you tune in to see, even if he's at 60% or 40, whatever it is, you know, because he's Tiger. But yeah, I know that dream is dying hard for Carl and I and lots of Tiger fans out there, but hopefully this gives him some, you know, certainly better quality of life and maybe he can do something out there.
Just you never know at this point. Like, it just seems like some of these surgeries Tiger's hoping for, like a Hail Mary or a miracle almost. Just there's something out there he hasn't thought of yet that hasn't been done yet that'll give him one last kind of
See him walking around like limping because the knee, you nearly lost his leg, you know, in that accident outside of L.A. But either way, man, hope he gets something out of it. His son, by the way, unreal expectations and pressure on his son, Charlie, every time he does anything. So I got to slow that roll a little bit.
Tiger's also going to be 49 in December.
I know.
Need to keep that in mind, too.
I know. Thanks, Buzzkill.
I'm sorry.
Listen, man.
It is what it is. No, I mean, like, but if Phil can go and win the British, they still hope that Tiger, but of course, Phil doesn't have any of the physical stuff that Tiger's dealt with.
I know.
Well, Phil, the thing with Phil is it's so jive. He actually would cut his short sleeve shirts up a little bit and have them like
snugger?
Like hemmed up. No, so it looks like he's actually got some kind of definition on his arms.
Oh,
come on,
Phil.
Dude. I know.
Just give it up, man. All right. Here's a story about a great way to quit a job. Or to get fired from a job.
Quiet quitting?
How are you going to get fired on your day off?
Oh, this is a great way. A guy by the name of Derek Bender, he's a minor league pitcher formerly in the Minnesota Twins organization, played for the Twin Single A affiliate, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That's a great name for you.
Love it.
They ran a playoff chase and at one point were leading their division, but Derek Bender was tired of playing this season. So in a game on September 6th, against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the Detroit minor league team, batters were coming up to the plate and being told certain things by Derek Bender. Those things were pitches that were getting ready to come. So as they came up to the plate, Derek told them what pitches they were getting ready to hit, and those pitches were hit.
Oh, so he's basically like a Crash Davis in Bull Durham when he's trying to teach Nuke Lelouch the lesson. He's telling the guys what's coming.
Or
it's the opening scene in Space Jam where Michael Jordan's at the plate and the catcher's trying to get him to get hit.
Yeah, right. Just telling him what's coming. The reason he did this, he says, he was tired of the season going on for as long as it had been, and he was ready for the season to be over. He did not want his team to be in the playoff hunt any longer. So, yeah, man, no man.
Wow.
That is a great way to quit a job.
Well, that's a terrible way to quit. I mean, yeah, it's terrible because it's supposed to be competition. And I presume that his dream of being a major leaguer has died?
The Minnesota Twins have parted ways with one Derek Bender.
There you go.
Do they have his age in the article? How old is he?
Does not say. I think it's his first year. It's his first year playing with Fort Myers. So he was drafted, it looks like, a couple years ago out of Coastal Carolina.
Wow, because I would have assumed he was like a 29, 30-year-old.
He was born in 2003.
Well, so this isn't like a 31-year-old.
21.
You know,
oh, what a jerk.
Wow. He's a 21-year-old guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with this.
If you ever want to look it up, just go to MILB. That's the minor league website.
Yeah.
And you can find everything. Yeah, he's from upstate New York. Nobody likes a quitter, Derek. What a tool.
Wow. I mean, because I was picturing
this guy. Enjoy playing in Mexico.
Yeah, this guy was like a 32-year-old, been there, done that, right. Tired
kids
of riding
at home,
the bus.
Wants to be back at home. Yeah,
exactly.
No, guy's 21. Just is done with the season. Yeah. He's tired of playing.
All right, what a tool.
Yeah, you're lost, big guy.
Indeed. Moving right along here. This made national headlines here a couple of days ago when Shannon Sharp left that phone on live and something got recorded while it was going on.
Skip!
Yes, he did.
Well, he went that night, and they did the Nightcap podcast. He and Chad Ochocinco Johnson, and was very apologetic. And Chad got on him, you know, about morals, and I thought you were better than this. And to his credit, Unk took the blame and said there was no hack. The hack that was supposedly out there was written by my people. My people put that out there to kind of help me save face. There was no hack whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to the Nightcap Twitter page, there are very interesting things for sale. They have taken this now, this whole kind of just Shannon doing the whole thing with the phone now, and they are commercializing this.
Oh.
You can go on the Nightcap website and get shirts that say, quote, "That's my Michelle," or 69 Michelle, official fuel of Nightcap. And the old Sunoco kind of like the shirts, yeah. So they are now commercializing this whole thing. The thing that he seemed was very apologetic about is not going to make Shannon Sharp more money. Yeah, man, no, man. Profiting off something that you did like that for Shannon
Sharp.
Yeah,
turn the negative into a positive, man. What the heck? Look, ESPN's not going to fire him over this. Not that they should. It's just nobody who's ever – and I don't use Instagram because I do Twitter. It's confusing to me. I can't figure it out. From what I've heard, though, Orin, you brought this up the other day, to record yourself, it takes pressing a couple of buttons.
There's some processes. There might be even some countdowns, and it says, like, hey, by the way, you're live now, so you're live. Yeah, and there's just a big red note, live. It says live on the screen.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I still wouldn't put him past it, you know, just kind of reminding the world what quite the swordsman he is and throwing it out there. But either way, it's no such thing as I've learned, no such thing as bad publicity.
Michelle better be getting a cut. That's the only
thing
I'm thinking.
So
by the way, Michelle Beadle said, I am not the Michelle, by the way, for the record.
Michelle, yes.
Has Michelle Tafoya taken her name out of the
Easy, Tiger.
the Twitter sleuths, after it happened, they went to Shannon's Instagram follows, and they found a woman whose name was, like, Nichelle, mm-hmm. and they thought it was her, and they put this woman on blast, and Shannon had to go and say, like, that's not her one, and you guys aren't going to find out who it is, too, so stop looking for it, because you're not going to find out who
it is. I mean, look,
is.
The dude's got game, as we said, you know, from the time he's been around Atlanta. I've never seen Shannon with anything less than an 11 on his arm. You know, he's the dude gets it in. I mean, well, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Way to go, Unc.
last story here real quick. We didn't get into this too much during Actually, you know what? We'll save that story.
Okay.
Let's ask you guys, what are you guys doing for the weekend? How about that?
Well, I'm going to go watch a terrible football team play another bad football team in rainy weather in Tallahassee. And hopefully they'll have enough of a lead where we can leave at halftime. That's my plan. Going to have steaks tonight, though. Going to grill out. My buddy Dave's coming down. I got one guy who's actually willing to go to this game, Chris. Literally nobody wanted to go to Florida State.
Is it a free ticket or just...
No, it's my boy, Dave. We sit next to each other at Falcon games, and he actually graduated from FSU. So, yeah, we're going to the game. But it was, you know, I got to be honest. I mean, it was tough trying, and I had to kind of, you know, twist Dave's arm to go to this one.
Yeah, hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. If you're going to weather the storms this weekend and right. be up there, you might as well get your pick retweeted by us. So make sure you send those in. Tomorrow I will be here, 12 to 4, carrying the water on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then me and the lovely lady friend are going to go see a movie.
Nice. What are you going to see?
Twisters.
Oh, come on. I guess he's something else than Twisters.
No, she wants to see it.
Been out. It was called Twister. There's nothing new. They just rehashed it.
Well, I think
it's the exact same freaking movie.
I think she likes
Glenn Powell, though,
yeah,
right?
I think she likes Glenn Powell. I don't blame her, honestly.
All right, man.
That's okay. a good-looking guy.
You like the cut of his jib, do you?
I do.
Hey, man, yeah, I'm doing reverse sear tonight. We got two ribeyes from Spezzano's down at Tyrone Filet for the wife, and I gets the big bone. And by the way, when I post a photo of the dog with the bone, all you friggin' maniacs, don't give the dog the bone. As soon as he starts crunching it, we take the bone away so he's not getting splinters in his tummy. You can't post anything without people, oh, yeah. I've had dogs my whole life, okay? They enjoy a nice bone from a steak, so just lighten up. Why am I even telling you this? Why am I even bothering? Who cares?
It's all that DayQuil that's running through your veins.
It's like truth serum. It's like sodium pentothal in this stuff. We'll come back. Quarterback change at Auburn and another knucklehead driving like a maniac in Athens. We'll explain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.